A young man from the barrio stands before a medieval Scottish castle with 55 rooms, stone turrets, and 156 acres of rolling hills. He's holding the deed. Just years earlier, he had $820 to his name during the worst oil recession in decades. What happened between those two moments isn't a fairy tale. It's a calculated demolition of everything you've been taught about success. The gap between dreaming and doing isn't filled with positive affirmations or work-life balance. It's filled with something far more uncomfortable, the willingness to risk everything while everyone around you whispers that you're insane. This is the essence of the Quantum Leap Advantage, a methodology that doesn't ask you to feel good about yourself so you can make money, but rather make so much money that feeling good becomes inevitable. Conference rooms across America fill with desperate seekers clutching notebooks, ready to absorb the big lie that balanced living and achievable goals lead to extraordinary wealth. It's comforting. It's also complete nonsense. Every worthwhile goal carries what's called a pay price to action, a brutal trade-off that most people refuse to make. Michael Phelps didn't win 8 gold medals by achieving balance. He won them through an eat, sleep, swim regimen that devoured his childhood. The architect of this philosophy missed 242 days with his infant daughter while building his fortune. That's not a confession. It's a statement of fact. The question isn't whether you can handle success, it's whether you can handle what success actually costs. Transformation erupts through pivotal moments, not gradual improvement. A college dropout enlists in the Army in 1966, becomes an officer by 1967, and learns at Checkpoint Charlie that geopolitics has no real friends, only allies of convenience. The real transformation comes during the 1979 oil crisis. While others see catastrophe, he sees opportunity. After being ousted from a partnership in January 1982, he founds Great Western Development Corporation with $1,000. The principle? Industries in chaos present the greatest opportunities. By 1984, he purchases Guthrie Castle in Scotland, not as a trophy, but as strategy. Wall Street taught him that financial institutions prefer clients who appear not to need their services. The castle isn't a symbol of arrival, it's a weapon for the next battle. Olympic champions and billionaires understand what the seminar circuit won't tell you. Extraordinary results require extraordinary sacrifice. The genuinely wealthy leverage perception strategically, recognizing that appearance creates reality. 95 times. That's how many instances of being told you can't do that were compiled over one career. 95 times conventional wisdom erected barriers. 95 times those barriers were demolished. Conventional wisdom is the opium of the masses, the scripture of mediocrity that makes losers feel better about their limitations. Consider Roger Bannister and the 4-minute mile. Before 1954, it was deemed physiologically impossible. After Bannister broke it, others followed within weeks. The barrier was psychological, not physical. Russian hotelier Boris Lisinevich faced similar impossibilities opening Nepal's first hotel, importing everything piece by piece to create the prestigious Hotel Yak and Yeti. Your biggest obstacles aren't external. They're the morons, anyone whose advice limits your potential. They're everywhere, at work, in your neighborhood, even in your family. They've limited their thinking and need you to limit yours so they feel comfortable. The Babe Ruth paradox illustrates this perfectly. He held the all-time strikeout record, yet we remember only his home runs. Failure happens when you're actually doing something. Most people never leave the dugout. Just keep saying, "It doesn't matter what the morons say." Most people live their entire lives in the same comfort zone, a psychological prison decorated to feel like home. High performers constantly expand boundaries by pushing limits and seeking new experiences. Preparation means joining clubs with retired CEOs before you can afford membership, buying luxury cars before they're financially sensible, dressing impeccably to practice being successful. Visualization means carrying a written vision daily until it becomes your identity, imagining specific details, marble floors, blonde receptionists, years before they materialize. Five credos guide this journey. Yesterday's dreams are today's realities. Without dreams, you never progress. See your dreams ahead of time now. Virtually everything achieved was visualized beforehand. Simulation. Practice within, then you're without. Act like the high-performance person you'll become before opportunity arrives. Act as if there are no limits to your abilities. Achieve more by pushing beyond where others stop. Enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos, meaning God within. Enthusiasm generates the passion necessary for high performance. Top performers are lone hunters who strike on their own counsel, not consensus. Super success begins with masterful illusion, strategic crafting of perception within ethical bounds. Selling desert lots at Lake Havasu taught a crucial lesson. Help prospects visualize their dreams, not barren reality. You only get one chance to make a first impression. Savile Row suits with gold accessories immediately establish difference and power, creating an intimidating presence that provides the upper hand. One entrepreneur maintained the illusion of a large corporation while working from home by using an answering service as a corporate switchboard. The most dramatic example, purchasing a Scottish castle on the edge of affordability, using chauffeur-driven luxury cars when viewing properties to be taken seriously. Perception accelerates success by encouraging others to see you as already successful. When you're perceived as successful, opportunities find you rather than you chasing them. We live in a world where nothing is as it seems. You can either let others craft your reality or craft it yourself. No matter how talented you are, achieving super success requires assembling others to execute your vision. You need superior partners who elevate your performance, not weaker ones who make you look good by comparison. Before beginning operations, recruit recently retired CEOs and executives who bring credibility and experience. Your chairman should be an executive heavyweight. From the beginning, engage a Big Four accounting firm. Negotiate flexible fee arrangements, perhaps $100 to $200 an hour if deals fail, but $550 to $600 when successful. Great Western's dream team included Mark Harrison and Charlie Soliday, men driven by their own ambitions who shared fervor for success. Despite not being paid for 5 months, Charlie committed fully, often sleeping on the couch between cross-continental meetings. People won't follow you because you have a title. They must want to follow you. As CEO, you have three jobs outside the office. Kiss frogs, meet countless people because one connection will help you make millions, look for expansion opportunities that create equity rather than just income, and find other people's money. Meanwhile, your dream team runs operations with less control, not more. Pay people well, never reprimand, ask questions that help them learn, train employees for your job, and never make decisions for them. The truly successful understand that strategies generating the first quantum leap can be repeated. You have two exit options, die or sell. If you plan to sell, prepare your company like 4-H kids puff up prize pigs before judging. Time your sale during favorable economic cycles. Clean up physical premises, shore up organizational structure, assemble a credible board, create professional corporate literature, clean up financials, secure stable long-term contracts, organize paperwork, implement information control systems, and develop a transition management team. But here's the brutal truth. You must act within 21 hours of absorbing this philosophy, or you never will. The gap between knowing and doing isn't bridged by more planning, it's bridged by immediate action. The world is littered with armchair dreamers who talk about success. Rewards come only to those who actually do something, not tomorrow, not next week, now. Conventional wisdom is almost always wrong. Most people have a loser mentality, and the doorway of opportunity doesn't stay open forever. You now know you can achieve super success by making decisions, taking risks, and focusing on ends rather than means. The question isn't whether you're capable, it's whether you're willing to pay the price everyone else refuses to pay. Your 21 hours start now. Success isn't about having all the answers. It's about refusing to accept the limitations others place on you. It's about seeing chaos as opportunity, rejection as redirection, and impossible as simply not yet attempted. The transformation comes from the willingness to be uncomfortable, to be called crazy, to risk everything while the morons whisper their warnings. That willingness separates dreamers from doers.